News Talk 1620 WTAW. Shannon Overby is here from the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we've both just been talking about the attributes of just staying busy.
It's always crazy busy. You know, we think fall is, you know, really busy and things will slow down at Christmas, but I just don't see that slowdown happening this year.
Well, in fact, we've talked about that a little bit, about the idea of trying to sustain what is typically a busy fall and trying to make it busy all year round.
Exactly. You know, we try to continue to look for those holes where we need to go after the business and bring in new events and new conventions and tournaments and things, and those holes are getting fewer and far between, so that's good.
And that is a good thing, and that is what your consultant reported. This is our first chance to talk about that, and just briefly, it all made sense about the types of things to try to do to fill in calendar-wise those gaps and take advantage of the resources that are here.
Exactly. And you know, we were just talking at lunch today, there are 7 new hotel-motel properties either currently under construction or will be very soon, opening within the next, I'd say, 13 to 18 months here. So we're going to have about an increase of about 35% of hotel rooms in our community. So it's going to kind of level out a little bit, and then I think we're going to be able to add some things. But yeah, we try to not put them all on top of each other. So
numerically, then 35% would take us from what to what?
We're at approximately 3,800 hotel rooms right now, so it'll take us up close to 4,500.
And with your connections nationally, are there any other markets that are seeing that kind of prosperity?
Not as many of our competitive set that are seeing that, unless they're in the oil boom, which, you know, creates their own challenges for after the oil boom is over, what they're going to do with all of those hotels that will then probably sit empty. But no, you know, I think that developers look at our area and think that it's a very prosperous area. We are doing very well. We've done very well during the recession, and SEC and Johnny Football certainly don't hurt. And just looking at all of the new facilities we have to sell on campus and the potential for all of that. So it certainly does make our area an attractive area. So
what do we need to focus on as we do get into the holidays?
Well, of course, you know, I mean, Halloween's right around the corner, and Christmas and Thanksgiving. And as you have family and friends coming in, our website and our calendar, of course, would be the best place to look to see what's going on and what you can take your family and friends to do and see while they're here. Visit Aggieland.com. Very easy. But right around the corner, November the 5th, that is Election Day. It is also Meeting Planner Showcase. That is our event that we hold every year. This year, again, it will be at the Beckencourt, the ballroom at the MSC, which is a beautiful ballroom. And all of the exhibitors are any businesses in town that have to do with hosting visitors to our community. So it's hotels and caterers from restaurants and transportation companies and printers and florists and all of that at a very reasonable cost for a booth. And then we open the doors to the public. We send out tons of invitations, not just to the community, but also to our clients in Austin and Houston, and invite them to come through kind of a one-stop shop, so that if they're planning an event, a conference, a meeting, a tournament, family reunion, a big birthday party, whatever it may be, you can get all of your contact information for all of the people you need to do business with right there in one spot.
So the call is out really for two groups. You're still taking invitations to come to be an exhibitor, as well as for those to actually attend and look around.
Exactly. We do still have some booth space available. They are going relatively quickly. We expect to sell out. We typically do. And the booth cost is pretty reasonable. I'm sorry, I didn't even bring that sheet with me, but I think it's right around $300. So it's extremely reasonable. We typically have about 500 people that come through the door, and you'll get all of those contacts. It is free to attend. So if you do want to just come and attend the trade show, it's on November the 5th. That is a Tuesday, Election Day. Come by. It's between 10 and 3. Parking is free in the parking garage. We'll be validating parking for you. Come by and check it out. Come hungry, because usually a lot of the restaurants and caterers bring samples of their food. So come by and pick up some information and win some great door prizes and nibble on some yummies while you're doing it.
Got to wrap up, so anything else briefly that we need to get out there?
Just, you know, again, for the holidays, for, you know, which Halloween is next week. So if you're looking for what to do with your kiddos or where the pumpkin patches are, we do have all of that information on our website.
Which is?
VisitAggieland.com.
And in addition to seeing what's going on, there's a way for you to submit events as well.
Exactly. You can submit anything you want to get publicized or get out there to visitors and residents alike.
Always appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
Shannon Overby with the Convention and Visitors Bureau with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.